Paramount Plus under fire for airing offshore gambling ads. Streaming giant Paramount Plus has found itself at the center of a regulatory storm after broadcasting advertisements for offshore gambling company 8xBet during an A- league soccer match between Wellington Phoenix and Brisbane Roar in New Zealand. The gambling ads, which were digitally imposed on the sidelines, were transmitted to audiences in both Australia and New Zealand, violating advertising regulations in both countries that restrict the promotion of offshore gambling operators. The Australian Communications and Media Authority, ACMA, announced that it has begun an inquiry into the incident and warned that regulatory breaches found may lead to penalties, including formal warnings, fines, or court action. In its defense, Paramount Plus attributed the broadcast error to an external ad agency that mistakenly aired the international feed for the game instead of the Australian one. A spokesperson for Paramount Plus further stated that the company is working with its supplier to prevent future errors. The Australian Professional Leagues, APL, the governing body of the A-League, detected the advertising breach during the first half of the match and tried to remove the offending ads, but a technical issue caused them to reappear in the second half. To prevent a repeat incident, APL's virtual advertising partner has flown to New Zealand to investigate the error and implement corrective measures ahead of upcoming matches. The battle for gambling ads regulation in Australia. The 8xBet ad scandal is further worsened because the gambling operator is not legally permitted to advertise in Australia, New Zealand, the US, and the UK. Despite the ban, APL partnered with 8xBet, allowing the operator to advertise during international broadcasts of A-League games. Additionally, gambling advertising is currently a contentious issue in Australia, with a growing push for stricter regulations to protect vulnerable individuals. The Albanese government has been weighing plans to limit sports betting ads, potentially including a ban on live sports broadcasts. However, lobbying efforts by media conglomerates, betting operators, and sporting bodies have successfully delayed reforms to sports betting advertising until after the federal election. While the federal government drags its feet, the NSW Labour government took matters into its own hands by prohibiting gambling ads on public transport across the state.